Oh, they say he rode into Faery to take her for his wife. But the man who rides into Faery plays dangerous games with his life. She had hair like a morning sunrise, and skin like a milk-white mare, and birds of gold and white and green that followed her everywhere. She was the goddess of living creatures, of the beasts of fields and herds, making butterflies with the words of a song and filling the air with birds. And Pwyth was only a mortal man, though in his own land a king, who gazed on time on a goddess fair and forgot about everything. And Pwyth dared to try and win her, dared to test with the king of shades, for no mortal woman could touch the heart that he'd lost to the fairest of maids. So he risked all the wrath of Faery for to win his goddess bride. And when he rode back to mortal son, Rhiannon was at his side. She gave up the gifts of a goddess for the love of a mortal man, accepting the pain of age and death and living a mortal span. Love is worth the pain of dying, for 'twas part of Rhiannon's plan to bring true love to the mortal world and a touch of the gods to man. Of the love of Pwyth and Rhiannon, even now the minstrels sing. The goddess who rode out of Faery to wed with a mortal king.